just inside the doorway. Use it only in an emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Good evening and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Friday, January the 19th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.com. I'd like to thank Jeffrey Bennett for doing yeoman's work once again this week. Some people will accuse me of taking an extended vacation, which is not true. It's just this week there were weird circumstances. Ice storms shut down the network today in the Valley of the Sun. People are perplexed because, well, when it rains here, people don't know what to do. They don't even know how to drive in the rain. In Phoenix, don't ask me why. Well, that's just the way it is. Anyway, welcome to this Friday evening edition of the Flip Side. Quick check of the financial markets. Stocks closed narrowly mixed today after profit reports and forecasts from blue chip names like IBM and General Electric failed to impress Wall Street. And it sent investors searching for alternative investments. Dow Jones Industrials closed down almost 2.5 points at 12,565. NASDAQ up 8 at 2,451. In the metals complex, another winning day. Well, it was winning week for the noble metal. I wonder why. We'll get into that in a bit. Gold in New York closed up $8.10 to end the week at $636.90 the ounce. Silver up 21 cents at $12.91. Platinum up $2 at $1,162. Palladium up at $344 even. Crude oil, not really the reason why gold moved higher, but nevertheless, crude oil is higher by $1.56 at $52.04 the barrel. Apparently, traders suddenly discovered winter. Well, strange things happen. U.S. dollar, weaker by 5 basis points, closed at 84.68. Well, I guess everybody's waiting with great anticipation for the State of the Union speech given by the President on Tuesday evening. Now, if the President lies within the first 30 seconds, then you can take it to the bank. He's going to lie for the rest of the speech. What are the words that give you a clue that he's lying? When he says, "My fellow Americans, the state of the union is secure." Yeah, well, it's pretty much downhill from that point. A lot more stuff to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday evening. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side. Sounds like we've got a little bit of 50s music for this evening, as far as bump music is concerned. So the president's going to give his State of the Union address, but there was a shot not heard fired in Washington, D.C. this week. Nobody's paying too much attention to it. And obviously those Congress critters that were listening to it didn't want to hear what was being said. However, I will tell you the reason, well, in large part in my humble opinion, why gold exploded in the last 2 days. It was because of statements made by the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, earlier this week, Thursday to be exact, when he was giving testimony before the Senate. And he said things they didn't want to hear. He stepped up pressure on Congress to address the budgetary impact of soaring spending on entitlement programs, warning they could one day cause a fiscal crisis in the United States. Bear in mind, this man is the head of the Federal Reserve. He's not Ron Paul. He's not David Walker, head of the Government Accounting Office. He's the head of the Federal Reserve. The last thing the head of the Federal Reserve can come out and actually say, the dollar is going into the toilet. He cannot say that. Politically, he cannot say that. So he's got to say it as nice as he can to these morons in Washington, D.C. And unfortunately, they didn't get what he was saying. The Federal Reserve chairman told the Senate Budget Committee that the recent improvements in U.S. public finances was only the calm before the storm. He urged immediate action to head off the looming Medicaid and Social Security funding gaps, saying that the right time to start was 10 years ago. And to be politically correct, he refused to comment on whether this should be done by curbing spending, raising taxes, or a combination of the two. Well, David Walker, head of the Government Accounting Office, the most outspoken government official to speak about our fiscal crisis that we are facing, Now look, in 5 years, 70 million baby boomers are going to start receiving Social Security benefits. These folks at in Congress and in the Senate, the last thing they want to hear, because there's two things that the politicians will not do or will not talk about. It's a third rail of politics. Touch it and you die. One is messing with Social Security. The other is messing with Medicaid. The other thing is talking about tax increases and cuts in welfare programs. Because they're not interested in any of those things. Well, the Democrats are interested in tax increases, but they're not interested. They're interested in tax increases so as to provide more cash from your pocket to give it to somebody else who doesn't deserve it. That's what their whole deal is. It is the third rail of politics to the left to talk about cutting any of the existing welfare programs. But reality is reality. Medicaid is bankrupt to the tune of $7 trillion. That's with a T. Why is Medicaid bankrupt? I tell you why. Because they can't figure out how to stop soaring medical costs. I can tell you how to stop soaring medical costs, but nobody's prepared to listen to me. And if they did listen to me, I would tell them. Institute loser pays regulations on the litigious society in which we live. It would cut medical costs by 50%. If you took out the trial lawyers, which you can't do because they are the main contributors to the Democratic Party, so if you can't address the real issue and address the real costs of medical increases, how are you going to solve the problem? I just, and I'm talking from personal experience. This goes back many years. But I've had a recent experience, a couple of years, 2-3 years ago. When was it? Yeah, 3 years ago. I got into a fender bender. And subsequently, because I had a pre-existing condition, my problem was slightly exaggerated. And I was sent from every doctor I saw. They looked at me and they go, well, we can't tell from the x-rays. You're going to have to go for an MRI. So I go for an MRI. $2,000. Well, they couldn't tell from the MRI. So they wanted to do another test. They wanted to do a CAT scan. They couldn't figure out anything there. Then because I was telling them that I got numbness in my feet, they go, well, then you must be a diabetic. And so they send me for tests to find out whether I'm a diabetic, even after I told them, look, I've had blood tests, 10 years ago. And I wasn't a diabetic then. Could I become a diabetic now? Well, they couldn't figure out anything after they discovered I wasn't a diabetic, so they sent me to a neurologist. To cut a long story short, I ended up with $20,000 in medical bills. The insurance company didn't want to pay. Because it said the insurance bills were excessive. And I'm saying to you, I used to have insurance. I used to be in good hands. Now I'm in better hands. But I try to explain to them. I go, listen, the reason why these medical costs are like this is because in the medical world today, doctors are so afraid of getting sued for malpractice that they are going to recommend you do all these stupid tests that drive up medical costs. But you see, we will never address the situation. We will never address the runaway fiscal imbalances of the United States because nobody wants to deal with a big pink elephant in the middle of the room. And it's not only when it comes to this. I don't care what it is. You talk about anything. The war in Iraq. We will not solve the war in Iraq. I could solve the war in Iraq tomorrow. First of all the Sunnis would have to leave.
No.
Well, look. It is sectarian violence that goes back thousands of years, even before America was even a vision in the eyes of the founders. These guys were killing each other. Britain came along and tried to redraw the map of the Middle East, not taking in consideration ethnicities and tribal differences and religious tensions and what have you. And so they threw people from warring factions together. No wonder you have this problem over there. And now we're going to send 20,000 troops to try and bring peace to Baghdad, which has 8 million people. Listen, if you're going to send 20,000 troops somewhere to solve a crisis, I would suggest the president sends 20,000 troops to New Orleans. Apparently in New Orleans, it is out of control crime. What's more important, Baghdad or New Orleans? So no matter what issue you look at, whether it's the war in Iraq, whether it's politics here at home, whether it's the issue with illegal immigration, whether it's... It doesn't matter what it is. We will never address these problems. Race relations, there's a big one. Will we ever address and solve the racial divide in America? No, of course not. Because we won't get to the root cause of the problem. You know what today is? I'll give you an example. Today is the 200th birthday of Robert E. Lee. We just shut down the nation last Monday to celebrate Martin Luther King. I beg you, with tears in my eyes, can we compare the greatness of Martin Luther King to the greatness of Robert E. Lee? Of course not. Robert E. Lee leaves MLK in the dust. But you try and ask a kid today of his American history of who's the leading figures of a bygone era in America, the first word he'll come up with, well, it has to be Martin Luther King. Does Robert E. Lee come into this? Of course not. Does Stonewall Jackson come into it? Just Stonewall Jackson has a birthday this month as well. Why don't we celebrate Stonewall Jackson? Well, you can't celebrate a Southerner. It's racist. We can't solve the problem in the Middle East because we don't want to talk about the Israeli lobby. You see all these problems. We aren't going to solve them, which leads me to make this observation. The United States will go into a full-fledged fiscal crisis of epic proportion that will make 1929 seem like a picnic. The people are in denial. They don't want to accept the reality. And how do when they will accept the reality? When the whole thing implodes and everything goes to you-know-what in a handbasket. That's the only time that people will get a little common sense. I was excited this week when, excited, I guess, an exaggeration of terms. I was impressed that Ron Paul has thrown his hat into the first of the small circles. Well, again, that's American politics. First, you throw your hat into the little circle to let everybody know that you're thinking about throwing your hat into the big circle. To throw your hat into the big circle, unfortunately, the reality is you can only do that once you are relatively assured that you can raise $100 million. Yes, you do not need to grow up to be President of the United States. All you need is some very wealthy friends and family. Anyway, a lot more to come, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust and leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now, got coolers in the back, tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday evening. I have to apologize for any little technical glitches. Well, we got a new system here, and we're working with it, and we haven't worked out all the bugs. All the big money people, movers and shakers, New World Order types, Illuminati, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, they are all meeting next week in Zurich, Switzerland, for the Davos meeting. Swiss Air Force began patrolling a no-fly zone over southwest Switzerland today as up to 5,000 troops geared up to guard the world's movers and shakers meeting in Davos. About 400 soldiers were mobilized last week to help local authorities, while police were also put on standby in other parts of Switzerland and neighboring countries like Germany. Well, they worried about the polywogs. You know, the polywogs, hey, have everybody all there in the same place. Talking about, well, you know, they got an African version now of Davos, if you can believe that one. And it's true. A whole bunch of African leaders are getting together next week to hold their, well, Davos-type meeting. Are they going to come up with any solutions to the problems inherent in Africa? Of course they won't. It's just like, you know, once again, I'm kind of repeating myself. Because they don't address the underlying issue, they can never find a solution to the problem. You've got genocide, ethnic genocide taking place in Southern Africa, my former home country, South Africa. There's genocide going on against white people. It's no different to what is going on in Iraq. I draw these parallels all the time. And that's why I kind of feel sorry for Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter drew parallels between Israel and the former apartheid government of South Africa. And he's getting a lot of heat for it. I have often drawn parallels between the current government of the United States and the former apartheid government of South Africa, and they one and the same thing. Unlike Jimmy Carter, I don't get any heat for that. But it is. And I guess it's just this philosophy that U.S. foreign policy has had for many years that people don't understand, is that the Council on Foreign Relations members who control the United States government, and trust me, it's not an old boy network where they sit around drinking fine cognac and smoking cigars, reminiscing about the good old days. No, they are people who shape our future. There's no question about that. It's not even debatable anymore. These are the people that are shaping our future as far as the North American community is concerned, although half the kook right-wing conservative talk show host like Michael Medved can't even accept reality when it bites him in his face, but then again, he's Jewish, so he's got an excuse. But here you've got situations unfolding right before our very eyes that are just amazing. On RepublicTradingGroup.com today, I've got numerous stories about genocide against white farmers taking place in South Africa. Nobody wants to talk about genocide in South Africa, of black people killing white people, because by and large, the collective world has been conditioned to think that whatever happens to white people in Africa, they deserve it, because they're in somebody else's land. It's not their land, it was the black person's land. Well, guess what? I can make the same argument for America. Yes. Who owns America? Americans or Native Americans? So you see how crazy this argument will get? And it's and the genocide of a majority, and this points out the fallacy of majority rule once again. The collective world thought it was unfair that a minority should control the majority. But let me remind you that while the minority controlled the majority in South Africa, it was a peaceful country. There was no crime. There was no violence. Women weren't raped at random. People weren't shot point-blank range when they pulled up to a stoplight. Farmers were not hanged by the neck. 80-year-old women weren't gang-raped. 3-month-old babies weren't raped. There was crime. Granted, but not to the extent of today. I could draw a parallel between New Orleans and what is going on in South Africa, then but people will be calling me a racist. So when you take a minority out of power because you have this touchy feel-good philosophy of democracy, majority rule, well, when the majority takes over, the first thing that they do is eliminate the minority. What's happening in South Africa? What's happening in Baghdad as we speak? Yes, the majority is now in control. The administration got what it wanted. A change of government in Iraq. And look what we got for it. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday evening. On the flip side, Robbie Noel with you. Coming up next week, changing schedule once again. Keep everybody guessing. Yours truly will be on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And next week, Jeffrey Bennett will be on Tuesday and Thursday. Well, there's so many things that went on this week, it's hard to keep track of them all. And I guess that's the plan, keep everybody confused. The good thing about Ron Paul throwing his hat into the little ring with the intention of throwing it into the big ring is hopefully we will actually have some sort of debate, although I doubt it, about the real crises facing the United States of America. We could have honest debate about the Federal Reserve System, the fiat currency, the collapse of the U.S. dollar, America's foreign policy, the Second Amendment, draconian legislation handed down under the guise of the Patriot Act, and more draconian legislation handed down today because they're preparing themselves if, in the event that Ron Paul catches a whirlwind appeal out there to severely snuff out grassroots activism. These people have no shame, absolutely have no shame. Oh, yes, they couch it in nice-sounding words like ethics reform. There are so many unethical things in this ethic reform bill, S1, that passed last night. It's a joke. But then again, that's what they do. They make bills sound so benign that nobody pays any attention to it. Who would be against ethics reform? Just like who would be against something called the Patriot Act? These people, it's amazing. Does Ron Paul have a shot? Well, sure, he does have a shot. What can you do, you may ask yourself, to help in the effort? Well, I learned a long time ago there's this, and I guess they use it it's a theory that they use in multi-level marketing. In other words, don't set your sights so high that you won't have a goal you cannot achieve. In other words, set yourself realistic goals that you can achieve, and it makes you feel good. Look, you may not get Ron Paul as president of the United States, but at least you're going to make yourself feel good for actually trying to do something to get him there. And it's pretty easy when you think about it. All you got to do is you got to convince five people that you know that rather than throw their vote away to a Democrat or a Republican come 08 to vote for Ron Paul, and then convince them to do exactly what you did. In other words, if you speak to five people and you tell them all and you convince them with solid evidence that Ron Paul is the candidate that they should vote for, and once they are convinced that he should vote for them, their job then is to inform five other people and do exactly what you just did. Trust me, within 6 months, there will be millions of people who would be supporting Ron Paul and throwing money his way. Because unfortunately, that's the reality of life. Hillary Clinton is leading the charge for the Democrats just simply because she has $100 million guaranteed in the bank. Barack Obama doesn't have any money, but he's black. It's part of the white guilt. That's why everybody's going gaga gugu over Barack Obama. What is his qualifications to be president? A lot of people ask. Unfortunately, the current president in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has lowered that bar so low that a blind monkey could qualify for president of the United States. Oh, well, what qualifications has he got? Well, he doesn't have any qualifications to be president outside of the fact that he's an articulate black man. And as part and parcel of the white guilt theory, they go, oh, well, Barack Obama, the new rising star of the Democrat Party. I haven't heard any of his philosophies. I haven't heard him expound on the concept of freedom and liberty. His voting record illustrates to me that he's to the left of Genghis Khan. He would not be an appropriate candidate. Or would he be an appropriate person to sit in the most powerful seat in the free world? Unfortunately, today we do not elect people based on their qualifications. If we were to base our decision based on qualifications, none of the current occupants in any public office would actually be there. They've got there through lying, cheating, and stealing. That's why they're so good when they get to Washington. It's just an extension, and over there they got... Well, it's legal to do it in Washington, D.C. And they lie, cheat on a regular basis. This is why these people can't... This is why... Have you ever noticed they never, ever refer to the president as lying? All these Republicans that have now come out 4 years later... Starting to say, well, you know, if I should have known, what I know now, if I'd have known then, I wouldn't have voted for the war. That argument doesn't wash in any way, shape, or form. The reason why they're all changing their tune, because at the time, they stuck their finger up in the wind to see which way the wind was blowing, and they voted according to that. You see, they vote because 80% of Americans thought that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons and there would be mushroom clouds emanating throughout America if we didn't do something about him. They bought into the lie. None of them bothered to question. Now they go, well, if I knew he didn't have weapons of mass destruction and all I got is a computer and a microphone. I've been saying this even before it began. Was most probably the dumbest thing I'd ever heard any U.S. president ever say. Part and parcel of buying into this, trying to make everybody safe from the polywogs. Look what they're doing in New Jersey. I mean, look how insane this is. It's now illegal to smoke a cigarette in your own car if there's a child in the car. They will charge you with child abuse. In California, they're trying to make a law that if you spank your kid, you will go to jail for a year. You see, this is all based on government wants to protect you from everything, from cradle to grave. They can't do it. They've never been able to do it, but yet they want to do it, and they will continue to pursue that agenda. Want to protect the little children from secondhand smoke. Now we want to protect the little children from getting a little rap on their butt. It's the reason why you see kids throwing temper tantrums in Walmart. Well, you know that the only thing that would sort the little brat out would be let's not get into the spanking issue again. So it's not going to be too long before, obviously, those other interest groups start making themselves known in order to make us safe against polywogs. You see, because polywogs can now go to gun shows and acquire weapons of mass destruction. So they want to shut down. It'll start up. You'll have the Sarah Brady's out there talking about shutting down gun shows. You'll have calls for, we need to ban assault weapons. Bush said he would sign it. Republicans didn't deliver it to him. Democrats will. Will he veto it this time around? Of course not. So we are facing challenging times, but also we are facing interesting times. As I said, I'm enthused about Ron Paul. Will we actually have a debate, a serious debate about the real issues affecting you and me? Of course, there's a small hope we'll have it, because there is somebody in Ron Paul's camp. I think he's in Ron Paul's camp, and that's David Walker, head of the Government Accounting Office. David Walker has been saying exactly what Ron Paul has been saying for many years about the fiscal imbalances we face. And unless we start addressing the hard issues and facing down the hard facts of where we are going to go into an economic calamity that's going to be mind-boggling in its proportion. Because right now we are living a lie. It's amazing. I mean, people are in complete denial. And besides being in complete denial, people are very uneducated about politics, policy. They don't understand anything about American history. And I'm not talking about old American history. I'm talking about in the last 100 years. I can't even tell you how many conversations I've had with people talking about the Federal Reserve System, and they're completely clueless about the Federal Reserve System or how it came about. They're completely clueless about the 16th Amendment, taxation. They're completely clueless about the fact that as American citizens, for many decades, you couldn't own, you didn't have the right to own gold. I was having a conversation with a guy the other night that still thinks that the U.S. dollar is backed by gold. I told him that disappeared a long time ago, brother. 1975, Bretton Woods Agreement, Richard Nixon. The dollar is only backed by the good faith and credit of you, the taxpayer. That's the whole thing that's propping up the dollar. And so what are we doing with the people who are propping up the dollar? We're shipping their good-paying jobs over to foreign countries. Why? Well, here's another issue nobody wants to address. Why are corporations leaving the United States? Why are manufacturing plants leaving the United States? Is it because greedy CEOs are trying to exploit cheap black labor in some foreign country? Of course not. The reason why a majority of companies are leaving the United States is because they can't deal with the regulatory burden imposed on them by an out-of-control Congress. You eliminate half of the taxes and half of these stupid alphabet agencies that the government has running around hindering private business. Get rid of OSHA. Get rid of EPA. Get rid of all these worthless government agencies that do nothing except suck off. Well, that's getting a little strong. That basically just... They were created more than likely with the best of intentions, but then when it was discovered that it was a failed program, rather than abolish whatever government agency it was, These bureaucrats within these agencies justified their positions for being there. Waco was used as a justification to keep on financing the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. OSHA exists to expose the inherent racism within American society. And so they run around trying to find reasons for their existence. They hang around at Cracker Barrel or any of these other restaurants to find out if blacks get served as fast as white people, and if they don't, well, then it's racial discrimination, and so their jobs are now secure and safe. We are going to face a day of reckoning, second to none, my friends, which leads me back to the noble metal. Well, all roads lead back to the noble metal. I used to say all roads lead back to Rhodes, but all roads lead back to the noble metal. Let me share something with you from Ron Paul. You can find this article on republictradinggroup.com. It's entitled, "In Gold We Trust, Not U.S. Dollars." It says, "The financial press and even the network news shows have begun reporting the price of gold regularly. For 20 years, between 1980 and 2000, the price of gold has rarely been mentioned. There was little interest, and the price was either falling or remaining steady. Since 2001, interest in gold has soared along with its price, with the price now over $638 an ounce. A lot more people are becoming interested in gold as an investment and an economic indicator. Much can be learned by understanding what the rising dollar price of gold means. The rise in gold prices from $250 in 2001 to over $630 today has drawn investors and speculators into the precious metals market. Though many already have made handsome profits, buying gold per se should not be touted as a good investment. After all, gold earns no interest, and its quality never changes. It's static and does not grow as sound investment should. It's more accurate to say that one might invest in gold or silver and mining companies where management, labor costs, and the nature of new discoveries all play a vital role in determining the quality of the investment and the profits made. Buying gold and holding it is somewhat analogous to converting one savings into $100 bills and hiding them under the mattress, yet not exactly the same. Both gold and dollars are considered money, and holding money does not qualify as an investment. There's a big difference between the two, however. Since by holding paper, one loses purchasing power, the purchasing power of a commodity money, i.e. gold, however, goes up if the government devalues the circulating fiat currency. Holding gold is protection or insurance against government's proclivity to debase its currency. The purchasing power of gold goes up not because it is so-called a good investment. It goes up in value only because the paper currency goes down in value. And in our current situation, that means the dollar. My friends, as I said many times, this is not rocket science. You don't have to be an economics professor to understand this. It's like real estate. Oh, my house has appreciated 100%. No, it hasn't. It's the same house that it was before it appreciated 100%, but now you've got to require to hand over 100% more Federal Reserve notes to buy that same stupid house. The value of your house hasn't gone up. The amount of dollars required to purchase it has gone up. Same thing with gold. Gold hasn't gone up in value. It's the same silly piece of gold that it was in 2001 when it was $270. Now it's $630. Has the price of gold gone up? No. The purchasing power of your dollar's gone down. When we return, we'll wrap it all up, put a bow on it, And I'll give you my coin pick of the week. And it's a good one. You should take advantage of it. Because the offer will only be good until Sunday evening. Yes, we work on weekends.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday night. My coin pick of the week, without question, is the U.S. $10 Liberty, the pre-1933 original constitutional money $10 Liberty, is a steal. It is an absolute steal, and not only is it a steal at current prices, but this coin, in my opinion, is going to become the most single most popular coin when gold hits $800 to $1,000 an ounce. Because, my friends, when gold hits $800 to $1,000 an ounce, not too many people are going to be that enthusiastic about paying over $1,000 for a one-ounce gold coin. So it is my opinion that paying $500 or $600 for a $10 U.S. Liberty pre-1933 is going to be the coin that's going to be in the greatest demand. There's only one little glitch. There's not many $10 Liberties out there. As a matter of fact, it has the smallest circulation of any coin in the U.S. inventory. Now, a half ounce, because that's what a $10 Liberty is. It's actually just a little shy of a of a full half ounce, 0.4839, I think is the exact, half ounce, 0.500. A half ounce gold bullion, just a regular bullion coin that has to be reported if you sell more than 25 ounces at one time, today is selling for $350. A 1 ounce American gold eagle, as a comparison, is selling for $668. So that means 2 half-ounce eagles are going to cost you $700. Well, guess what? That's the same price you will pay from Republic Trading Group for a $10 U.S. Liberty. In other words, we are going to give you the offer of between now and Sunday evening. You can call any time. If we don't answer the phone, just leave a message and we'll get back to you. But we have a limited amount of $10 liberties for $350. And as I said, this is a steal. Obviously, you've got to throw in the shipping, which will be $15. And I urge you to take advantage of this. You are buying a pre-1933 $10 liberty in extra fine condition for the same price as a bullion coin. Bullion coins are any coin that was manufactured by an official government mint in, say, the last 20 years. That's the definition of a bullion coin. And unfortunately, bullion coins, you've got to keep records, and then that's an unfortunate thing. A $10 liberty is a numismatic coin. Because it was minted prior to 1933, it doesn't follow the same rules and regulations that bullion does. So it's a double win-win situation. But when you look at the numbers of $10 liberties that were minted in total, the amount of extra fine and uncirculated, we're not talking about high-grade coins here in any way, shape, or form. We're talking about a numismatic coin that's selling for exactly the same price as a bullion coin. You ain't going to find anybody else out there giving you that kind of offer. And as I said at the beginning of the show, we are going to be facing an economic calamity of epic proportion. And it's your duty to protect your family and your grandchildren from what we know is coming down the pike. The toll-free number that you can call us on is 1-800-691-7898. You can email us. You can go to our web address, republictradinggroup.com. And as I said, offer good until Monday, Sunday evening. Hope you have a great weekend, my friends, and we will see you on Monday. Till then, see you, bye.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.